Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and Moneyweb.
A new survey says South African consumers are facing significant financial challenges with a notable decline in purchasing power and an increasing debt burden. According to DebtBusters Q4 2024 Debt Index, individuals seeking debt counselling have on average 42% less spending power compared to 2016. Ben Isega is with us now, executive head at DebtBusters. 42%, Ben, is a huge strain that consumers are facing, just indicative of how difficult things are right now.
Absolutely, Jeremy. And we think that number is actually understating the fact, in the sense that if you consider the compounded impact of the CPI over the last 8 years, it's 44% increase. But that's average. When you factor in things that are of most important to South Africans, and those would be the two, one, petrol price, and two would be electricity price, those have increased far more than the 44%. In the case of petrol, we're looking at 72% compared to 8 years ago. And in the case of electricity, you're looking at 135%. So those are significant input costs. And I think we think that 42%, us feeling like we're 42% poorer, is real. And in fact, it might be even less, because depending on how you're spending your own money, your real inflation rate might be quite a bit higher than that.
So if our spending power is down by, you know, almost half, as you possibly are suggesting, what are we not spending on now? Where are we redirecting our cash?
I think a lot of people are skipping on things that will pay off in the future, particularly insurances and assurances. We're not putting away enough money for retirements. In fact, I think we can also support this with, as you would have seen the news from the commissioner of the Revenue Authority, saying over 2 million people have applied to withdraw money from the what's called as the two-pot system over the last several months. And I think that was very unexpected for everyone. And that, for us, we haven't seen any impact of that from a debt repayment perspective. And I think people are using it because they really need the cash to put food on the table. So I think the money is going to putting food on the table, trying to stretch as much as possible, and trying to keep their head above the water.
These figures are quite staggering, because the report also says that consumers are spending 68% of their take-home pay on debt repayment, higher earners allocating up to 74%. Two questions here. One, you'd agree with me that this is unsustainable in the short to medium term. And two, what type of debt is most prevalent among these consumers?
Yes, so I agree fully that this is unsustainable. As your second question, it is we're seeing an increase in what we call as one-month loans, or what some of your listeners may know as payday loans. And I think what's happening is often these are loans that are between 2 to 8,000 rand and given for the repayment within the next month. But what we're seeing is that often these are not repaid within the 1 month, and therefore it stretches across a number of months, costing more money to the consumers and eating up a bigger chunk of the take-home pay. And I think on top of this, we're also seeing larger personal loans. Often we call these jumbo loans in industry, more than 200,000 rand. And I think you probably know many of us are getting SMSs, you know, punting these all the time. And I think those also come very expensive. I think when you look at these type of loans and so on, often what we see is the interest rate is somewhere between 25 to 26% when you average it out. And we can do the sums very quickly and realize that's going to eat up a big chunk of your take-home pay. I think that's what we're seeing, particularly with the higher earners.
In fact, just to put some numbers around that, 82% of those seeking debt counseling had personal loans, and 52% had one-month loans. It tells us a lot about consumers' reliance on short-term credit. But again, it's not a panacea because of the high cost of servicing that debt.
Absolutely. I think when you look at, what portion of the income is going to debt repayments, it was going down, and we were pleased about it up until two quarters ago. And now it's jumped to 68%, as you had mentioned previously. We haven't seen that kind of level since 2017. So I think the consumer has continued to be under pressure, even though we must admit that I think 2024 was a better year for the South African consumer compared to 2023. So I think we're all optimistic, but the pressure remains, particularly with highest income earners. And I think this is directly related to post-pandemic, high income earners being possibly the only group of individuals who are attractive lending prospects and being lent larger amounts more frequently. And I think that you're seeing the delayed effect on this on the pockets.
I worry about that optimism that you refer to, Ben. I'm sensing that we are assailed with what is ostensibly good news, so interest rate cuts, better access to power generation, improvement as far as logistics are concerned. But that optimism is not enough. It's almost a false optimism in many ways.
We need growth. I think, I mean, our number one challenge is going to be to solve the challenge of growth, particularly for our young people. We need jobs. And for those who are in jobs, we need growth of their incomes. I think those are the only two sustainable ways forward. I do share your sense. I think because we had such hard years between 2020 and 2023, even a little bit of optimism is good to lift us out of the difficult situation we were in. We have to be quite careful. And I think, the geopolitical situation right now is such that everyone is on their toes. So the hard decisions, I think, have to be made in terms of where the capital would be allocated and so on by government. I think it's going to be a tough year, but we are feeling optimistic in the sense that I think we should be on a firmer footing compared to 1 year ago. It's all relative.
Growth is absolutely critical. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. But again, I'm just looking at a new economic update report from the World Bank, which is out today. Some good news. It raises our GDP growth forecast for this year to 1.8%, a marginal increase of 0.5 percentage points on a previous estimate. But the reality is, even if we accelerate to 2% growth by 2027, it's not going to create any more than between 30 and 50,000 jobs. Again, we're peddling uphill here.
Yeah, I think we have to look at our population growth and we have to say, well, what was that in the last 10 years? We have to outstrip that, outgrow that by the actual growth in the economy. That's the only way to get to a sustainable place. So I completely agree with you that a lot of hard work lays ahead. So it's going to be a challenging year for us all.
So are there new strategies, perhaps, that you can recommend for consumers to improve their financial resilience and reduce their debt burden? Or is it pretty much the same thing, tighten our belts and just be a little more judicious?
Seems like we sound like a broken record giving the same advice, but perhaps we can be a bit more practical. We offer a number of free online tools, and the simplest way is to go to the website, debtbusters.co.za, and check your credit profile and see. Play with some of the tools to show to you how much of your salary you're paying towards the debt. If you put that next to your most recent credit record and next to your most recent bank statement and really ask yourself the question, okay, three questions. One, what do I have to keep? What can I do without? And three, what do I have to keep but really maybe change to spend less on? Maybe if we ask ourselves those three basic questions about our own expenditures, we can be a bit more practical and deliberate about where we're spending. And the other thing I would say is often we tend to overlook this point. Often the need for these particularly one-month loans is because we didn't have a little bit of cash put aside to help ourselves. But we can grow that emergency fund, if you can call it that. There's some really great products out there, that you can put a little bit of money away every month. It will take you probably about 2 to 3 years to grow a pot. And I would suggest probably aim to save somewhere between 3 to 5,000 rand as an emergency. Start small, but start today. Even if you put away 1 rand or 2 rands a day, over the next 2 to 3 years, you can actually grow into something so that if there is an emergency in the future, that you don't have to tap into, really expensive loans.
Appreciate your time today. That's Ben Isega, Executive Head of Debt Busters. Appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.